Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Now, we have to face it. We live in a hype-based society. There are movies that are often hyped by showing a two-minute trailer of the only exciting scene in the movie just to get us to pay our money to go watch it. There are sporting events that are hyped up and we're often let down because the game doesn't live up to the hype. I mean, everything we look at, from car commercials to products and services that we buy, things in grocery stores, they're all hyped, overly hyped, to the extent that it often leads to disappointment. In business, many leaders make the mistake of hyping up opportunities and the impact their organizations can make just to get individuals to get connected to their cause. Well, what happens is they hype it up in such an unrealistic manner that they're sure to disappoint so many people in the process. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that in order to build effective teams, we have to understand that we have to reject certain hypes. Yes, my friends, rejecting certain hypes will allow us to paint a proper picture for those looking to join our organizations, and we can build strong and vibrant teams rather than those that are built on false and faulty expectations. There are four key hypes to reject, and of course, you know they're found in our hype acronym. That H says, the first hype to reject is the hype that says hard work is not required. Never give anyone the impression that they don't have to work hard, because they do. I know, my friends and neighbors, that we may make it look easy, but the reality is that there are sleeves that have to be rolled up, that our hands have to get dirty from time to time, and we've got to put in the effort and energy to make things come to fruition. You got to make our phone calls. We've got to set appointments. We've got to follow up. We've got to train. We've got to teach. We've got to lead. We've got to inspire. Those are not easy tasks, my friends and neighbors, but there are many that will try to paint the picture of success achieved while sitting on the beach and sipping tea. Now, the beach and the tea comes after we put in the work, not before. So the best picture to paint is a picture that says, yes, we're going to work hard. Yes, we're going to work smart. And yes, that hard, smart work is going to lead to extraordinary success. Rather than telling somebody that it's going to be an easy journey, don't paint that picture. Paint the picture that, yes, they got to roll up their sleeves and go to work. Bill Gates rolled up his sleeves and went to work. He didn't put his hands behind his head and prop his feet up on the ottoman and build Microsoft. No, my friends, it was late nights and early mornings and travel and meetings and this and that. And we've got to paint the picture for individuals that they're going to work hard. Basketball players, football players, professional athletes, they know that in order to make it to the NFL, there is a certain level of hard work they've got to do. But then to stay in there, they still have to work hard. Hard work is required. Let's not paint the picture that it is not. The Y in our hype acronym reminds us to reject the theory that yesterday matters. We have to leave the past in the past. Successes and setbacks. Have you ever met someone who's always talking about what they used to do, and they're talking about the success they had when they were with this organization or this company or that team or this project, and they live in the past so often that they never accomplish anything in the present? They never establish anything for the future because they cannot get out of the past. We've got to relieve and reject the hype that says yesterday matters. Remember Janet Jackson, great pop singer back in the day? She wrote a song that was called What Have You Done For Me lately. We should live by that, my friends and neighbors, that it's not yesterday that matters, it's what we're doing right now. We've got to remember that products evolve and processes evolve, and most importantly, people evolve. We've got to be willing to change with the time and create a new success story. I ask you, my friends and neighbors, what success story are you creating right now? What success are you building right now? What are you able to talk to your team about, not from yesterday and back in the day and all back in the wild, wild west, but right now in the now and now, what is taking place? That's the height that we've got to reject, is the height that yesterday is significant. No, it's today and tomorrow that matter most. That P reminds us that we must reject the hype that says profit means more than purpose. My friends, you see it all the time. People try to attract individuals into their organizations by touting the money they can make, the money they can make, the money they can make, the money they can make. Well, that has a relevance, but it never trumps purpose. People believe in causes. It's not the currency that's important to everyone. It's the cause. Why do you think churches are packed on Sundays? And why do you think volunteer efforts are taking place at places like the United Way and the Red Cross and Girl Scout cookies and so forth? It's because there's a deeper purpose involved. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to hone in on the why behind your business, your company. Why is it existing, and what's the purpose behind it? The purpose has to be deeper than money. Now, you may say, wait a minute now, DL, I got to challenge you on that, because Gates is a billionaire and Buffett is a billionaire and Zuckerberg is a billionaire, so it's got to be about some money. Well, let me counter that and say the Bill Gates Foundation has a $44 billion endowment, and Bill Gates has challenged other billionaires across the world to join what is called the Bill Gates Pledge. And that pledge says that these billionaires are going to contribute half of their wealth upon their death to a charitable cause. That means there's a purpose behind it. You ever heard of Paul Newman? Well, Paul Newman had built a company called Newman's Own. He was a great actor, and that company donates $30 million a year to charitable organizations all over the world, educational initiatives. And people can relate to it. They go to grocery stores and buy Paul Newman's products because they donate money back to charity. See, my friends and neighbors, when we begin to have the purpose conversation, then everything falls into place. I challenge you to discover the why behind your company. Often we ask people to discover their why. But when we're presenting to them about the power of joining an organization, we've got to also present to them the purpose of the company. The purpose is not just to make money. No, that's the byproduct. The purpose is to solve somebody's problem and make somebody better. So I say to my friends and neighbors, reject the hype that says profit means more than purpose. It never has, and it never will. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, we must reject the hype of ego. I tell you, my friends, that's a powerful three-letter word called ego. It simply means it's all about me, when in reality, it's all about others. It's about the team members. It's about the partners. It's about the clients. It's about the customers. And when we get into the habit of promoting the team, never ourselves, that's when business thrives. When we get in the habit of getting excited and committed about the success of others, we can't help but win. I remember one time there was a commercial out on television. A waffle company came out with this slogan, "Let go my ego." It was Ego Waffles, and these people were battling for the waffle, and the term was "Let go my ego." I like to take the G off of that other one and just say "Let go my ego," because in order for us to win, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be willing to let go our ego, to say that it doesn't matter who gets the credit. It doesn't matter who's promoted. It doesn't matter who does this or that. What matters is that the team is thriving and that we all are moving in the same direction. Those that can reject the hype of ego can win every time. My friends, listen, I hope you enjoy this training segment, and I can assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.